switch that off for the moment.
John and Alan were there, be what she was saying.
Oh, Alan.
They'd been down to, they'd been to, they had a late, early lunch and they'd been down. No.
Been fish and
they'd
chicken.
Had a late lunch, they'd been mother of us.
Fish and chip in, hadn't they?
Hey, can you tell? Could you hear what you said?
Yes, well, I could hear your answers.
That woman that Ida came, she's in a home now, her legs gave way.
Oh, dear.
She's,
how old is
she's
she
not living there now. I think she's over 80. Yeah.
Well, they can't go on forever, can
no.
they?
No. I don't know which hospital she's in. She's in hospital. It's not where she has her own furniture. It's a kind of old folks hospital. I don't know just where it is.
You can talk, can you? I can hardly, can't you? I could just hear a voice in the background.
She was just having a crumb fit. She's butter were all melting. I says, yeah, I could just picture you now it's running down your chin end. She says, well, we had a latish lunch, so she was just having a few crumpets.
And has she got a goodness, huh?
Well, I told you what she said about her and Sandra, you know, and I wrote said, when, the, you know, if it felt like coming for a day, that would be all right. I said, but don't be having anything to eat or bringing sandwiches. I mean, I said, I know it's very kind of Sandra to say, but you can't do your relatives coming and bringing sandwiches, can you?
Oh, definitely not.
It's ridiculous. But then again, with Arlie, you never know with Arlie. She says, well, it depends on how Sandra she is. I'm not building up on it because you know what she is. But she says if, you know, she might want Alan to come and then she goes on and then she says, I don't know what we shall do really if we do come. She's because if Ida won't, but she's we really can't come if Alan comes without mentioning it to Ida. Of course they can.
Yeah.
So if they're all four of them coming, and she says about going in for a meal. I shall say, oh, well, if you feel like it, go do that then and come for your tea. I mean, it's just putting them around the table, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll make money, darling.
Six?
Well, we can manage it, can't we?
Well, we have, when we have James and Robert, it's a bit of a crush, isn't it? But we haven't a lot of room for four. We're just nice, five of them. Enough.
No, what I'm really saying is you can't say.
Oh, I wouldn't dream. I mean, oh, no. No, I wouldn't dream. I mean, dash it all, I wouldn't. You think they're good enough to come and see you and then having them having a dinner and then bringing sandwiches for our lot.
That's right.
Arlene says, well, she says, I'm Sandra thought we'll take sandwiches and for you and John and all. I says, well, very kind. I says, but just tell her to forget that, will you? I should get her hands and face slapped.
Well, you see, they're very willing, aren't they? Till,
well, she says, if you'd to come to Sandra, she'd make you smile. I says, I know, Ali, I says, and so would I as well. I says, I wouldn't have anybody coming and bringing the sandwiches. I mean, if somebody knocked on our door one day from Queensbury, and we didn't know they were coming, and they brought sandwiches with them,
yeah.
Well, you can't know about it then, can you?
No, that's true.
You know, but I mean, you can make anybody sandwiches, can't you?
It's not a long journey either from Queensbury to Morecambe.
No.
When they
oh no, it isn't.
And the lights.
She says, as I say, I'll have to wait and see what she says, because she said, you know, when weather gets better. Oh, I says you're better off waiting while it gets better weather.
Yeah.
I says, and you've more daylight then.
But the daylight is improving now, isn't it?
I'd say it is. But she says she has a trapped nerve in the top of her leg. She said, sometimes it's not so bad, but she said, it's not, you know, she said, I get out, but she said, a lot of pain and it. You have to take painkillers for it.
How old is Arlene now? She's 70.
She was 70 since we came here, about second year. So she'd be about 73, I think. Her birthday, I think, is in November or something. She'd be about 73, will Arlene? Let's see. Uncle Jim was 7 when I was born. So I'm 66 next, so he would be 73. Oh, sure. Oh, no. Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Seven. Well, if you knew the difference between her age and yours, you say.
She's about only about 12 months younger than him. Well, he was 57.
Well, she seems very
active.
She seems very active, Joan.
She's
no,
very active minded, is Arlene. Yeah,
well, physically.
Well, as I say, she's had. Sitting in her hip, you know. Then she has these things she's to keep going. She had taken off inside her. She's to keep going. That's where she goes and has that, like I had, cystoscopy to examine inside that no more's grown, and I poly things inside her.
Yeah.
She has to go every so many months to check that they're not reoccurring. But apart from that, she's quite good. Quite active minded, goes playing golf bowls and
bowls
and the West End Chapel keeps her going. She said many times that helped her to get over losing Uncle Jim in the chapel.
It's a problem. It might be very nice to see him come, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'd like, yes, I'd like Sandra to come. Yeah, I'd like him all in.
Yeah, well, that's right, because you see, they're off by 6:30, yeah. Aren't they? 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, Arlene, if Arlene ever came, managed to get her friends to bring her and for the weekend, Arlene's no bother. She's easy to get on with, is Arlene. You'd probably be shattered with talking after she'd gone. But she's easy, I mean, there's lots I wouldn't want coming to stay, but Arlene is one I wouldn't mind, because... Well, I know Arlene's ways, and my interests are very much like hers, with similar interests with family and everything. It's just if you've nothing in common with them, that's going to be a bit
awkward. It's a pity there isn't a regular bus service, isn't there?
Yeah.
If you had a regular bus service, rather than a regular train service.
You see, really... I mean, it's no bother if you're coming from Queensbury to here.
With what?
Train.
No.
I mean, if you
not
get
cheap, does it?
I'm talking about. Oh, yes, I understand that. It's not cheap.
And you've got to get to the station.
But if you have somebody to take it at the station,
and if you're coming for a few days, you've bag carrying and all this.
Oh, yes.
The way it goes,
I mean, I know you say, well, you know, you have relatives with cows and that, but you can't do it putting on other people, can you?
Never.
You can't do it asking. If they offer, it's a different story.
Mandy, does Alan work away? And Sandra's at home, isn't she now?
No, she's teaching so many.
What? She's not full time though, is she?
I don't think she's full time now.
No, Mary, so long each day.
Yes.
But if you know what I mean, I thought she was. I thought she
but might. But Alan isn't working away. I mean, he comes home very night, you know, for his meals.
What have you had today then, your own special? Mind me equipment there.
Oh, that's my jumper.
Of all them tapes to play, you know, with interviews.
Oh my goodness, John, I don't know who you're going to interview. The National Treasury
Well,
of Scotland.
I'm thinking of
Recording their own conversation. The trouble is, though, if you're recording your own conversations, you're a bit stilted.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're not, not, you're not natural, are you?
That's right.
The tapes and conversion details will all be completely anonymous. No one will know who's used the words or whose voice on the tapes. Together they will provide a permanent record of how the English language is spoken in the 1990s, you're down for posterity, eh?
Yes, it's a good thing, really.
We can put one on and we'll converse, for they put it on for the evening.
Well, it says that you have to do it when the television's on or whenever the television off.
Put it on at 7 o'clock, Emmerdale Farm. You see, when it goes on, it feels all you've tongue-tied. All be completely anonymous. Well, these are all the same, but they're different.
Yeah, well, I think those are when, you know, if I take one of those with me, and somebody says, well, why are you taping this conversation, you know? I can give them one of those.
Yeah. And you won't, if you do, you won't have to tell them what you're getting for doing it. You're just doing it for interest for these people.
Yeah. I am actually doing it for interest. It's not going to be easy, mind you.
Well, it isn't because...
Because you've got... It's something that's absolutely foreign to what we do. We don't...
You'd have to ask Frieda and Ken on one night for the suppers.
Yeah, secretly.
Well, no, you see, you can't, can you?
Oh, yeah, well, oh, yes. Oh, without a doubt, Joan. You can do it. You could have them in and we can have a talk to them and then I could tell them that I've done this, you see, and that'll be the end of it. It does suggest that you don't tell them before, you tell them after, and then you sort of give them the opportunity of me knocking it, not recording it, see, you know, wiping it off the tape, because it stunts the conversation.
Yeah, it does. See, if Ken and Frieda or anybody knew they were being televised, be careful what they said.
Yeah, if they come up to you with a microphone and say, would you like to say a few words for the television programme?
I wouldn't, I'd dry up, I wouldn't.
You're like buttermelted.
But if you've plenty time for thinking about it.
Yeah, it really wants to be all written down so you could read it off, doesn't it?
That's right. And can you play that back then to see what it
yes.
sounds like?
She was saying was the lady that they...
Where'd she come from?
She's a local woman. She's a local woman.
Sure.
Yes, you can play it back, although they don't suggest, they don't propose you do that because the batteries might not last, you see. It's only the 45 minutes per tape, per side. And I think it's after three tapes, you chuck the batteries away and she's left a load of batteries.
Oh
so,
goodness, she expects you to be busy then out next week, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, that's true. I did say to her, I says, well, are you interested in performance? I said, do you want, you know, is it a lot you want? Well, she said, it's up to you, how you go on, really, you know, more you can do the better or less, see how it works out. Because you don't really know, do you? You don't really know.
No,
I mean, suggesting that a couple of days is enough, really. If I can get 2 days out of it.
I don't see where you can go, you see, for...
Oh, well, mind you.
Because it isn't as though See, if we're at Queensberry, we're going to Darren and Frank's, and let's have a conversation.
Yeah, oh, I can get some.
Oh, now then, if they'd have had Emma with them.
No, but you see, that doesn't always apply, because if I go into the library and I take it with me and I sit by that gentleman who keeps handing me the paper, or that lady, you know, who speaks to you, it's easy enough to just have the microphone handy that they don't see, and just switch the tape on and record what they're saying, come away, see. Do it secretly like that. They don't have to know really that they're on tape. And it doesn't really matter. I mean, the people who will listen to these tapes are anonymous. You know.
Well, you're anonymous with these and all, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And where was she going then? Where
she didn't say, because really I were interested in going in the kitchen, you see, because I knew you
did
were...
Did she have a car?
I didn't even notice that, but I did notice her across the road at Mrs. And no sooner had she been there, I just didn't notice where she went, but I heard the bell ring and I could see this anorak through there, and my mind thought, Mrs. Perhaps it's Mrs. But then when I saw this lady, well, I just didn't know what to think, really. But you see, 3/4 hour. If we were in Ken and Frieda's, an hour and a half. It soon goes to an hour and a half with company like that, doesn't it? And Ken and Frieda have plenty to talk about, by God. Frieda will have anyway. But you don't realise what's going on there in the country. According to the pamphlets here, it's government funded. All government funded, John.
You've got nothing else to spend the money on. Oh, I think it's silly because enough words in the dictionary.
Good and bad.
Serving a customer in a shop, in a car or a bus, a train, out shopping with a friend, in a pub.
Yeah, yeah.
It said, John, here, it said to only include people who speak to you.
Not many of them.
Don't forget to include your own detail, yeah? Even if you just go in a shop and ask for something. I tell you what, I'll send you butchers with it for one or two bits.
He'll talk, won't he?
Yes, get him talking at butchers, or if there's a few in, it can be handy for listening to the, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you in the butchers.
Well,
where would you hide it on you?
But I know it. Oh, in my pocket. Anywhere.
See, it's in a pub or a question. In a trumpet section. Okay, so the shop assistant, and you don't know their name, don't know the first name, and shop assistant under occupation. Only include people who speak to you.
No.
Oh, I happen to speak, you happen to have other people talking to each other. People who speak to you.
Well, you don't realise how important speech is and conversation until somebody asks you to record how much conversation you're involved in. Yeah.
Well, I should collect some materials, you'll give you a pet gift token for £25. Goodness gracious me.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh. She said that one lady did a lot of recording and then played it back and listened to herself and didn't like her own voice, so she wiped it all off and handed it in.
Well, that's silly, because nobody had known it was her,
no,
it?
Exactly, no.
And so sound awful, yeah. No.
I agree, I don't think you realise how you sound.
Don't. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. Myself and drop a drink. You say it's 7 o'clock for you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Anything you need?
No, I think so. Not yet. Conversations. Spoken English. Guidelines for recording conversations. As soon as you're allowed to be involved in a conversation, press the record button to start recording. Oh yeah, these are to show people what you're doing for.
Might have known to take all them, just one.
That's right.
Will you have one of these, John? Just to...
No thank you, John. No thank you. Would you like one of my chocolates? Are you having one now?
No, I won't, thank you.
Yeah. Well, as long as she's naughty.
Trouble is, you see, if you if you leave her alone, you don't know just how she's going to go on, do you? And then the problem is,
you've guilt her.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
if you do it,
yeah.
once
you start,
yes, that's it.
Ready.
It's a good job it's not all that far away, isn't it?
No,
I mean, it's then you've more your time, right?
You think I should do it, you know.
How old is she, Ken?
89.
Oh, and you see, if you didn't know, she'd wonder where you were. She wondered where you were, because they are like that, aren't they?
And does doctor call regular?
Never comes near.
Oh, they should do, you know, shouldn't they? They're supposed to go every week.
Bother me. for bothering so much, you know. What can you do down there?
Well, if somebody doesn't, you know. I tell you what, car's a bit frozen up this morning.
It's been every day. Good job of not working and having to take Freda. I used to hate having to scrape off at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's
good
though, doesn't it, with the sun? Yes.
Once the sun gets on, it's away nice. It's just a fault of not having a garage, but then...
That's life, isn't it? Mate, you can't get down there, can you?
No.
You couldn't get out, you wouldn't be able to open your
doors.
No, that's
right.
Very narrow where they live. Michael doesn't bother taking his in because it's a fair, well, he couldn't get it down, but Pauline's smaller car, she just gets it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
And I thought, I don't know if she manages to back that down, but she does, and it's a long drive like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's what I always think about. If it conks and won't start again, you can't get out.
No,
that's right.
No.
Man, you'd be surprised how wide it is, you know, from your steps, from your pipe to your wall there.
Ah, that pipe you might get past,
but I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't like to think I would guide it down there.
I've just put it in at this end and it's amazing how tight it is.
See you later, John. To the meeting, which you saw, didn't you? And I also got the letters that the sent in. I sent all these with your views as well to it. So I went to it, of course. And then he just wrote back and he really said he'd written to Councillor Ellerman and she had sent him exactly what I'd written to him.
Yeah.
And he said it was forwarded to me. He didn't send me the letters back.
Well,
well, she's councillor, she's chairman of the council, you know. She's
she used to be an MP as well.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, but they see, I've lost a little bit of impetus because you cannot, once the council's decided and passed at the meeting, you can't really do anything about it.
Yeah, you can't get them to change their mind.
No, that's right. Well, it's such a tremendous job, really,
if you
want to get it altered. And, you know, you can drive yourself crazy, really,
going
on one to another. But it's just sad, really, that we can't do anything much more, you see.
Yeah. It's just, I don't want him to start up in the summer again.
No.
Those bloody hail stories.
Yeah.
And that, because he does that every year. You don't hear it in the winter. It's every summer he starts. He starts that up overnight, it's going all night.
Yeah.
And you can't, what's his name, the air's stiller, I think, in the summer.
Yeah.
Overnight through the night. And you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Even up further up the road to us, can't have turned around and said they can't sleep.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to do, I thought I might write the council and say, seeing that it's important to have that there, I'm going to write and say, and seeing that they were going to reorganise the way they collect the community charge, you know, we're going to do it in houses rather than people.
Yeah.
I was going to ask for a reduction in the community charge.
Yeah. She won't get.
But if we do it.
Because they've got that bloody money that aren't paying, have
you? There was a programme on this morning, I don't know if you saw it.
No, I didn't. I've been out since half seven this morning.
It was amazing, really. There were one young man there from London Polytechnic, and he was a very arrogant young man. And there were all kinds of things came out, you know. I said, well, he was talking about
this trident thing, wide open chasm. And all that's really to do with government rather than paying your community.
Oh,
I mean, they must pay the community. You see, his expenditure was, just to put it down to a very minor thing, he was spending £4 a week, £4 or £5 a week on beer. But he wouldn't pay £1 a week, £1 a month on his community charge. It is a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah.
But I haven't really got any further. I haven't got any further.
Oh.
And I don't really know where to go to now.
No, with the
citizens. No. I mean, we did very well going up there, spending an evening waiting for him and sitting in.
Yeah.
So we'll let it drive a bit anyway. See how it goes.
See you anyway.
Yeah.
Money in a, on the corner of a bridge, just outside Barnsley.
Yeah.
Why weren't the police there when he came?
Well, they
picked the money up.
Yeah.
Run across. He must have gone across some lines and got on the motorbike. But where were the police?
Well, there's so many of them about,
that's
really.
Asking the question.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, Daily Express.
There's that many of them, really. You'd think there'd be able. I don't
that
think that
wouldn't have happened in any other country. But nobody would have put £850,000 down, and nobody watching.
Yeah. Mate, they've got the girl back, haven't they? That's one. That's one great thing.
I've no excuse for the police on this job. No, which anybody with intelligence knows.
Yeah.
Who's going to answer as they put £175,000 down and nobody were watching it being lifted up?
I think they'll catch him though. I think they will catch him.
It's not a matter of catching him. I very much doubt they will.
Yeah, don't you think they will?
Yeah.
No.
He's above him on the job.
Yeah.
He did the police.
Yeah.
But why the hell was money put down in a village in just outside of Barnsley?
Yeah. They'd be working on the kidnapper's instructions though, wouldn't they? They would be working on the kidnapper's instructions. The police.
The police?
Ah.
On whose control? The senior detective.
Yeah.
But where were the police?
Yeah. But it's a sad affair, really, isn't it?
It
really
is
a sad affair.
It wouldn't have happened in America or France or any other.
Wouldn't have happened in Russia either. Wouldn't have happened in Russia.
We can't even. But they mean to tell me, as all these bombs keep going off, it didn't have happened in France. Police carry bloody guns and all sorts.
You don't think we're strong enough then, police?
Strong enough? We're not strong enough.
Because they work on a soft approach, you know, the police. They don't, not on the hard.
We're not strong enough.
No.
If a fellow walked in here now with a bloody gun and said, oh, lot.
It save a lot of money.
Aye, now,
all these pensioners get more shot off.
Talk common sense. If it happened in America, within 5 minutes there'd be 100 bloody policemen out there with guns.
I must admit, it's a poor do when they know exactly where the criminal's going to be at a certain time, and then they let them go.
Anybody. They're only going off people's information.
Yeah.
There's a big, in this town, it's kept quiet. It happened on Monday night. Of course, there's going to be a bloody big shake up in Lancashire Police. It happened in this town, at a robbery at the bungalow where an old lady lived.
Is that right?
Yes. It's been kept quiet.
And was anybody injured? Anybody hurt?
Well, the old woman's in hospital.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been reported yet then?
Pardon?
It hasn't been reported in the papers then yet?
No.
No.
They've not put nothing in the papers.
Whereabouts was this happening?
Oh, I'm not saying anything. I know where it's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to be on our guard all the time, really. We have to be on our guard all the time. All the time.
Get me this town. There's more layabouts in this town and anywhere in Lancashire. They're not Lancashire people. Oh, they're homeless and they're living in boarding houses at the expense of the taxpayers.
And where they're supposed to live then?
Yes.
Where they're supposed to live?
Yeah. Drawing income tax, drawing social security.
He's in full flow, you have to leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are these people supposed to live?
This country will get the biggest shake up it's ever had in its life on 1st of July. It's coming now. Become a full member of the common market. Well,
you're certainly giving us a lot to think about, anyway. Whether we agree or not, I don't know. It makes you wonder whether democracy itself is in trouble, you know.
It's about time it was shaking up. Now the Labour Party or this government will agree to this. This has to be done and that has to be done. We put notices up on buses all over Britain, no smoking in the buses. Now in the big restaurants, they're going to have to, between now and July, put notices up, no smoking in restaurants.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Right, I've never smoked in all my life, so I don't understand it really. I don't understand how people suffer really.
This is the intelligence
of the... to give them up, they can do.
Yeah, do you think so?
Did you? Pack them up just like that.
Because I've never smoked, you see, so I don't really understand.
This. What makes me laugh is the people's intelligence. They walk along a street shopping, and as soon as they walk into a restaurant, they sit down and start smoking.
Yes.
That's one place they shouldn't be allowed.
Well, he's just saying they're going to put notices up in the 1st of July.
Well, the British Home Stores restaurant at Preston and all them, they started putting them up.
Well, they have smoking areas in a lot of those restaurants.
Because them who own the restaurant, they'll get every fine on the common market laws.
That's if we take any notice of them, right?
Pardon?
That's if we take any notice of them.
Who? And the person what's smoking.
Our authorities, really.
Listen,
I mean, we won't clean our beaches up, really. We won't clean the sea up. We're in bother with that.
You don't
water's
see
the same way.
Yeah, water's the same way. Yeah.
There's hundreds of French, Germans, they're waiting out 1st of July and they'll be in this country in a flash.
Well, I come originally from Yorkshire.
Yes, and we
were selling mohair to France all my working life. To France. We were selling mohair and alpaca into France all my working life.
They're blaming.
So whether the French come over here or not, I think we're quite ready to cope with
they're
them.
They're blaming, parents are blaming school teachers about the kids. Now where I live, kids are running around after 11 o'clock at night sometimes. It's not the teachers to blame, it's the parents.
No, it's educational system that's wrong.
Aye.
Now teaching
kids. Live at Silverdale.
What were your job? What did you do? What did you do as a
the
job?
The youngest has just gone to school and she can read. The parents are not concerned about reading.
I think this system of getting all the children to sit round a table and be taught as a group is wrong. I think they should be taught individually. Should have a desk of their own. And the teacher should stand there and deliver the lesson to each person.
But that's the way it goes.
9 out of every child over 10 years of age is in Germany can speak English. So how many children in England can speak German and French?
Well, you're painting a very dark picture this morning for us, aren't you?
Well, it's there.
What, all people getting mugged and schools and police in trouble?
If we're going to come a full member of the Commonwealth, it's no laughing. We laughed at bloody Hitler, didn't we? And we nearly come under Hitler only for the Yanks.
Well, if they'd have left it a bit later, if the Yanks had have left it a bit later, they'd have missed all the action.
Well, we couldn't have stopped Hitler.
Maybe so. But
never mind, this country's never won a major war on its own.
The Americans came into the last war to satisfy their own ends. They weren't worried about us.
I'm saying that I'm an Englishman, but they've never won a major war on its own. Look what's happened in... Yeah. Never won yet a major war on its own, and never will do. There's no nation in the world could beat a German army at what were built up.
On fear, yes. I agree with you. The army was built up like the mafia. It was built on fear, yes. If you didn't do what they wanted to do, they did you in. They sent you to Belsen.
Japan did this country a good... Even though they bombed Pearl Harbor, they did this country a good, what's it, shall we say?
Oh, they brought the Americans in, yeah.
They brought the Yanks.
And that's why the Americans came into the war. They didn't come into the war to look after us. They came in to look after their own interests.
Listen.
Don't run away with the idea that anybody's ever helped us. Because we have done everything we should have done. We've defended the right all over the world.
Well, why weren't
we? To the Falklands. We defended the right.
Why aren't we army?
You don't think we'll get chucked out of this library for talking too loud, do you?
Tell me this, why wasn't this country ready?
All these people are in the boarding house. What about the people getting the rent off it, huh?
Fancy sending army wagons across to France before Dunkirk. To stop bloody tanks. That's how bloody intelligent Britain is. Only army is we have is that bloody Queen's birthday. And on the Nottage course, thousands of boatmen used to build ships. They just had to turn a big order down to Western Germany, because we haven't the facilities to build it.
All businesses are having difficulty. All businesses are alike, really.
Yes.
They're all struggling.
There's gas man working for the gas. This is the gas board. Semi-skilled, they call in the shell fitters. They've never been lucky. They've had 2 years service. No lad could go to school while he's 18 and then call in the shell engineers at 20. When I went to Rolls-Royce, I had to learn a lot, fitting, welding, turning, coppersmith, 7 years.
A lot of systems have altered though, you know.
You can't even sell the motor cars proper now. What's ruined this country, instead of letting the firms modernise after the war, like the Japs did, and Western Germany fought Union. Mind you, Union didn't want the coal age dying out. We don't need coal. It's dying out. And when the North Sea gas goes out, then oil, something else will come up.
Go back to coal.
Yes.
And I wonder where all coal miners are then. I wonder where all coal miners are then.
Collins Light Circle, they'd have been in bloody jail in many other countries.
Fellas like who?
Like miners president, he'd have put him
in
Arthur, jail.
Arthur Scargill.
I once wrote him a letter, I never got a reply. I said I was, he was talking. I said, look, I'll give you £1,000 and pay your fare to Russia. And he knew if he'd have gone to Russia, he'd have been arrested. He'd have never got out of Russia.
You don't consider him a communist then? You don't?
His name stinks in Russia for what he did with miners.
Collected
miners on strike in England.
And they all bought houses out, yes. Did it? Yeah.
He never. Where did it all go to? Miners in Britain didn't get it.
Well. Well, what's going to happen in the election then now?
Why?
What's going to happen in the election this year? Who's going to get in?
Look at that big, factory up on in the northeast. What, Japanese? There's a car coming off the line every 20 minutes. Yeah. And they're extending the factory. They'll be taking about another 500 people.
That's good.
Yes. And they trained them of the Japs. Plenty of money knocking round Newcastle.